Now the news, I'm Wen Jie. Protesters in Jerusalem are calling for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to resign. This comes as a Hamas senior leader denies reports that a new round of ceasefire negotiations will begin soon. Associated Press correspondent Sam Metnick reports from Jerusalem.
Egypt state media said that ceasefire negotiations resumed in Cairo on Sunday. It's unclear if Hamas was there. It's also unclear what these talks were focused on. But Netanyahu has said that he has given his intelligence chiefs permission and approval to continue these discussions and has given them negotiating instructions. But there have been several rounds of talks already that have fallen through, and there are little hopes that these current talks are going to yield anything different. Netanyahu is, however, under increasing pressure back at home. Tens of thousands of people were protesting. This was the largest anti-government protest since the war began. People were demanding that the hostages come home. They were also demanding that Netanyahu resign.
The new Palestinian government, led by Mohammad Mustafa, has been sworn in. Earlier, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas tasked Mustafa to form the 19th government. His appointment came after the former government resigned in light of challenging circumstances amid the developments in Gaza, the West Bank, and Jerusalem. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has planned for his ruling alliance to carry out self-criticism and address shortcomings after his party lost Sunday's local elections. Early results from the municipal elections indicate that the main opposition, the Republican People's Party, succeeded in retaining control of several key cities, including Istanbul and the capital Ankara. Mihail Bardavid reports from Istanbul.
According to early results, the CHP party appears set to retain power in Istanbul, Izmir, Antalya, and with a landslide win in the capital Ankara. One of the first to deliver a victory speech was Ankara Mayor Mansur Yavaş, who promised to embrace all of the city's residents, but the biggest prize for the opposition may be winning Istanbul, the country's economic hub, once again. Losing Istanbul to incumbent Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu in 2019 was a major setback for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who campaigned intensely in an effort to reconquer Istanbul in this election cycle. The city holds significant symbolism for Erdogan, who launched his political career as mayor here in 1994.
In the U.S., workers have lifted out the first 200-ton chunk of Baltimore's collapsed bridge. The efforts came after a cargo ship rammed into the bridge in the state of Maryland last Tuesday. Six people were killed, with only two bodies recovered. Authorities hope removing the bridge will help rescuers recover all the victims' bodies and reopen the crucial shipping lane. A report shows that China has made significant strides in people's well-being, consumption, manufacturing, infrastructure, and services. Cooperative think tanks from China, the U.S., Russia, Canada, and India have jointly released the report. It highlights the compounding interest in China's development, characterized by stability of returns, long-term accumulation, and sustainability. The report emphasized that the new energy vehicles, big data, artificial intelligence, and industrial internet have gradually become new engines in economic growth. Official data shows the Purchasing Managers Index for China's manufacturing sector came in at 50.8 in March, bouncing back to the expansion zone. The positive rebound followed five consecutive months of contraction that started in October 2023, indicating recovery in China's manufacturing activity. Sunday's data also revealed that non-manufacturing PMI came in at 53 in March, up from 51.4 in February. This latest growth extended the rising trend in previous months. In sports, Chinese paddlers have swept both women's and men's singles titles at WTT Champions Incheon on Sunday. In the women's game, world number one Sun Ying Xia harvested a straight set victory of 4-0 in the showdown against her compatriot Wang Manyu. In the men's final, second seed Liang Jingkun beat Brazilian world number 8 Hugo Calderano to take home the crown. And that's the news. I'm Wen Jie.